The city plans to hire the firm CB&I, or Chicago Bridge and Iron, to draw up the comprehensive waste management plan. City Administrator Mark Gorman spoke for many in the room when he said he initially had sticker shock at the cost. $250,000 is a lot, he said.
We've received some comments from the public saying $250,000, what is this buying us?
What it's buying is a top-to-bottom assessment of how Sitka handles its waste now, what it could do differently in the future, and how much it all might cost. The study will cover everything from trash and recycling to composting and bear problems. The city last created a waste management plan in the 1990s, Gorman said, and it's about time it was updated.
The price seems high, but not doing it, I think the price will be considerably higher.
Public Works Director Michael Harmon is heading up the effort. He said one of the big issues the plan will address is whether to ramp up the city's recycling program. Right now, residents can drop off household recycling at the Sitka Recycle Center, but Harmon said that other communities across Southeast are trying a different approach.
Southeast, in particular, Juneau and Petersburg, there's a big focus, even Ketchikan, looking at upping their recycle program and moving to curbside recycling, where you get it collected at your home site.
Gorman said that Sitka currently has a fairly low rate of recycling.
And if you make access easier, for example, curbside recycling, you can drive that way up.
But the plan will address much more than just recycling. Everything from how much waste Sitka can expect to generate in the future, and how much it will cost just to maintain existing services, to what would be required to add new services, like composting. Harmon said that CB&I was chosen in part because they've worked with other Alaskan cities, including Kodiak and Juneau, and understand some of the challenges that Sitka faces as a remote island community. Sitka currently ships its garbage by barge and rail to the Roosevelt landfill in eastern Washington. Recycling is also shipped to Washington State. A team from CB&I will be in Sitka the week of March 11th to kick off the effort. They will meet with the assembly and city staff and hold several public meetings to hear from community members. Harmon said he hopes for a final plan to be ready this fall. The city's current contracts for garbage collection and off-island disposal expire in 2015, and Harmon said that would be a good time to make any changes if the city does decide to transform the way it takes out the trash. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.